What is up, dude, and welcome back to another episode of the Yeehaw Ha Podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, everybody, and how you doing, Hooter?
What is up, Dad? We are back, baby.
I know, dude. Freaking August, dude.
Agosto, the first.
Dude, how quick was that?
Yeah, that was, I mean, it feels like just yesterday I was hammered at your house for New Year's. Doesn't that feel like just yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been hammered a few times since New Year's. You make it sound like we haven't been hammered since New Year's. That's the only time we got hammered here. There's been a lot of, it's like a construction site for hammerings.
Very true.
In this freaking place. No, but seriously, dude, the time is flying. And I think the more that the busier you are, the faster it goes, right? And boy, have we been fucking going hard. Want to give a big shout out to everybody that showed up to the LOL Comedy Club this last Tuesday for Not Taco Tuesday. If you're in the Texas area and you're listening, or I shouldn't say the Texas area, Texas is huge, dude. It's like motherfuckers that go to Canada and they think it's a state. You know, they think Canada's a whole goddamn country. But Texas is a ginormous state. If you're going to be in the Texas area, all the ginormous freaking area. If you're in the San Antonio area, we do a show at the LOL Comedy Club once a month called Not Taco Tuesday. And, you know, when we talked about putting together a show once a month, they asked me what I wanted to call it. And you know, traditionally, any ethnic show that's not Jewish or white is you know, urban night for the black comics, Margarita Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, but it's always Taco Tuesday. Anytime there's somebody Latino, it's always like Taco Tuesday, bro. And I just, you know, and everything. Listen. Do Latinos and Mexicans love tacos? Absolutely. But does it have to be associated with every single thing that we do? Every movie, every show, everything. We go to Save the Taqueria. And we've talked about this before. But anyway, that's why I decided to call it Not Taco Tuesday. And that's a long way to say, if you're in the area, come on out to a show. If you go on LOL Comedy Club San Antonio, the website always has the tickets, and I think we're good to the end of the year. We got some dates coming up.
Badass, dude.
Yeah.
And shout out to Beto Duran, bro. All day, every day he sends me articles about how Texas is trash.
Oh
yeah. And he sends me an article the other day. You see, look, even Joe Rogan's friends are trashing it. I said, bro, put down the far left propaganda.
You know, it's easy to talk shit about any place that you don't live, right? Mm-hmm. Wherever you live, you think it's the best. You've convinced yourself it's the best, or you've convinced yourself that it's the best place for you right there, whether it's an emotional attachment, nostalgic attachment, with I guess goes with emotions and shit. But you know, for the most part, you could it doesn't matter where you're at, you know. I think what matters more is the people that you're with and what you make of it. Mm-hmm. If you're constantly moping, you could be freaking miserable in paradise.
Very true.
And if you're a happy person, you're gonna be good no matter where the hell they put you. What's that old saying? Bloom where you're planted. Like, wherever the hell you're at, freaking bloom right there. Don't wait for, well, when I go here or when I get there. Motherfucker, you might not get there. You might not go there. Where you're at might be all you're going to ever get. So enjoy the fuck out of it and stop waiting for something to happen. And yeah, it's easy to hate on other places, but fuck, man. I love it here, dude. I love Texas. I'm not going to freaking lie. I love it. And if Beto Duran doesn't freaking wants to keep talking shit, well, fuck him.
Well, fuck him.
But we love you, Beto.
Shout out to Beto, but fuck him.
Just opening doors for Latinos in sports casting.
That's it.
Such a fucking hero. Yeah. But he doesn't like Texas, huh?
For some reason.
Bro, and everybody in Texas is probably, well, we're going to book him, but I guess he don't want to come out.
But guess not.
Yeah. freaking Hulk Hogan passed. A lot of people died.
Everybody's dying, man.
They're all everyone's dying, man. and by the way, shout out to Rick Gutierrez who showed up to the LOL Club this last Tuesday. He fucking smashed, bro.
Smashed, by the way.
He fucking smashed, dude. He's a freaking little San Antonio legend, this dude.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck was I talking about right now?
Everybody's dying.
Dude, Flaco Jimenez is the latest one. Big fan of Flaco Jimenez. Rest in peace. Hulk Hogan, dude. You know, a lot of people the last few years kind of turned their back on Hulk because he put his politics out there. He put his views out there.
He also dropped the N-bomb, dude.
He also dropped the N-bomb. And, you know, a lot of people said, fuck Hulk Hogan. A lot of people said, fuck Hulk Hogan, right? Now, here's the thing.
Are we going to ride for Hulk right now?
Well, you know, here's the reality of it. It's like Pete Rose, right? When Pete Rose was gambling and he got banned from the Hall of Fame for all those fucking years, right? Because he gambled. And now you can go on freaking, you know, Sports King or whatever the hell are they. What is it?
DraftKings
and bet on anything you fucking want, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like the people that are in jail for weed, you know what I'm saying? And look, you still can't take away all that he did for wrestling. Wrestling would not be at the place that it is today without that piece of its history. You know, there's certain people that come around once in a lifetime, right? Who knows how long it would have taken the NBA to be the NBA without Magic and Bird. They literally put it on the freaking map. And it was made it marketable.
I do think he's a pillar for sure.
And I think you could say, did he have a freaking questionable, you know, shit in his life? And there's a lot of people that know him that said there's not a racist bone in his body, even though he did say all that, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you say some dumb shit doesn't make you a racist, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
And so, like, the people that know him, like, no, he's not a freaking racist. Okay, man, I don't know him personally like that. But I will say you can't take away the contribution that he gave to that sport to elevate it to the point that where it's at now. You know, it's just like you can't take away what fucking R. Kelly did for music. You can't take away what
Michael Jackson
and all those were allegedly's, right? The Michael Jackson stuff. Who's the other fucker? Diddy, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these fucks that do questionable shit, but their body of work, if Bill Cosby, another one. The Cosby Show's one of the freaking greatest show of Americana television.
R.I.P. to Theo too, dude.
And R.I.P. to Theo, drowned with it, dude. That was fucked up.
Yeah, I do think though, bro. Like you could separate Hulkster the character and what's his real name, Terry or something.
Yeah, Terry Bollea.
I think you could separate them. You know, because you could be all about a Hulk character. Yeah.
The character and the wrestler and that bigger than life persona that again, mm-hmm, took wrestling to the place that it's at. And then, you know, the biggest RIP, all of them are big. The biggest. And the other one's not so much rest in peace, little freaking lowercase RIP, but a big RIP.
Yeah.
May they all rest in peace. But I think Ozzy has a bigger place in my, you know, personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the crazy part is, Ozzy was the first major concert that I ever saw. Like I'd seen local bands play, like at the Palace, at some local clubs and shit like that. But a big like arena act, with the caliber of Ozzy, and I think he was in his 30s at the time. It was 1984. He was born in the late 40s. So it was before he turned 40. He was in his 30s. It was the Bark at the Moon tour. And I mean, that concert changed my life. It changed, like, when I saw that stage show, when I saw that music and the audience and all the freaking heavy metal people and all the kids, all the heavy metal, it was teenagers. It was a bunch of teenagers there. That party in the parking lot, it's all I wanted. I couldn't get enough of that. And at that time, concerts were like 10, 12 bucks each.
That's bananas.
Right? Where, you know, the service charge from Music Plus, which was the Ticketmaster of the time.
It was a place you had to go to?
It was a record store. And you would get your tickets there. I think it was like 50 cents or $1.50 or some shit like that, that they would charge you for the, which now it's like fucking an extra $100 per ticket and shit, right? Then listening to his music through the years, finding out, you know, when, you know, Bark at the Moon was a later, but then when you start hearing his Sabbath stuff, when you start hearing his Blizzard of Oz stuff with Randy Rhoads, and this guy was just a freaking, you know, I think he was like a living, walking legend. He partied, you know, he took Motley Crue early on the road when they were just starting out.
Really? I didn't know that.
And they ran out of coke. Mm-hmm. And he got mad. So he pissed on a line of red ants and snorted them, which is pretty fucking insane, you know? But it was the decade of decadence, and over everything had to be over the fucking top. Like, nobody did anything. Nobody was doing anything. Nobody was microdosing shit.
That's hilarious.
Everybody was just taking handfuls of shit.
That's so funny.
You know what I mean? Like, like now everybody's like, well, you know, I'm going to do a microdose of this and a micro. No, nobody was doing microdoses. Everybody's getting fucked up.
There was no
fucking samples, bite-sized fucking chingaderas. No, it was, nothing was even labeled. I mean, you got a freaking edible and it was made out of pop, but you didn't know. Like, you didn't even think to, it wasn't even part of the vocabulary to say, how many milligrams is that?
It was overindulgence.
Yeah, just, you know, a lot of people know him from his reality show. But he's one of those people that just, whether you listen to his music or not, you knew who fucking Ozzy Osbourne was.
Worldwide. There's very few people that are recognizable worldwide.
With one name.
Yeah.
Ozzy. That's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about the way he went out. He did that farewell concert with everybody and their mother showed up, right? And they had him on a chair sitting because he couldn't stand because of the Parkinson's. But him sitting there singing literally like weeks before he died, or maybe even a week even, couldn't have been more than two. But to be able to get on stage one last time like that, and it had been a long time since he performed, but to be able to get on stage one last time and hear the crowd scream for you.
Yeah, it was probably bananas.
Oh, dude. And he knew.
Where was it?
In England.
Oh, shit.
Where it began.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he knew this is it. He, like, there's not going to be another one. Like, you know, you do shows. And there's always another show that's coming, and there's the booking that's coming, whether you're a musician or any type of performer. Mm-hmm. But he was sitting there, and he knew, this is it. This is the last one. And you could see him getting the crowd to sing, getting them to scream, and just taking it all in, and then he can go rest in peace. I mean, to go out like that, you won. You fucking won. Fucking who? You don't want to be around fucking all shaky and sick and shit. Fuck all that. And, you know, it reminded me, I was there when the Ultimate Warrior, we were talking about Hulk Hogan earlier, the Ultimate Warrior, when he got inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame, he had been estranged from the organization, from WWE for many years. And that year, I forget what year it was, but they brought him. And he made an appearance. He got his induction. He went into Monday Night Raw, ran to the ring, got in the ring, and shook the ropes like he used to. And the crowd went fucking bananas. And I'm like, he gets inducted into the hall. He shakes he's in the ring, not as a wrestler, but just to get that reaction from the crowd, had to have his adrenaline
pumping.
And then he died like a day later. I don't know if you remember that.
That's wild.
He had a heart attack, literally. Like, but when that happened, I remember thinking like, wasn't going to get better than that.
Right.
There's nothing at his... Maybe there is. Who knows? But to that level of...
Rush? It's far and few, dude.
Will you ever get that shit again? You know what I mean? Like, we do all these arenas with Gabriel, and when the crowd screams and they say, Marty, and it's like, not once does it get old for me. Not once does it get routine, because... one day it's not going to be there.
Right.
And I don't want to see that fucking day, because like I said, that what did the Ultimate Warrior have left? What did Ozzy have left after that? Like, fucking take me home. Mm-hmm. Freaking get me the fuck out of here. Like it was just, man. But like I said, I'm glad that they went out with getting that love from the fans.
Yeah. For sure.
That's a hell of a send off.
That is.
But anyway, that's enough of the dead people.
Let's talk about alive things.
Yeah. Who's on alive? Who's getting on alive this week, bro? What the fuck? Who's on the Epstein no list?
Who's on the not list? Dude, okay, yeah, fucking, I got an email this morning, dude, from, Meeks did a league out there in Orange County, dude,
yeah.
And it was pretty tight because they listed the leaders in points, rebounds, and assists, and she came third in assists, right there, Michaela Moreno.
Third
in assists.
Out of how many?
Who knows, a ton. But they only listed like the top five, I think, in each category. But there was a little girl, dude. I don't know if she was the same age or maybe a year older. She was number one in points and number one in assists. And then there was another little girl who was first in rebounds, second in assists. And then Meeks was third in assists.
But no points.
But no points, no rebounds. Yes. ABS. Trash ass.
They send you the list?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I also wanted to give a shout out to Jay Cruz and Cruz Cares. His charity. They did a show over at Morongo Casino and invited me to be part of it. Real 92.3, or is that what the station is?
What do they do? Because I see that they do it every year, but what's it for?
For kids that are going back to school, kids that need clothes, kids that need school supplies. Oh, they hook them up with supplies
type shit?
They hook them up with that kind of shit. They keep them off the list. They make sure they don't jump on any goddamn planes to fucking foreign islands.
Wow, Jay Cruz, dude, really doing the fucking Lord's work.
I don't know about the other shit, but they are helping out the kids. But anyway, they put on a fucking great show, dude. Remember Satanique?
Yes.
Showed up with a home, well, not home, but I guess her aunt owns a bakery, and they do like Armenian baklava, kind of like the Greeks. Bro, might have been better than the Greek one I've had.
You see, dude.
And I have to, no.
Nah, no, you get like this.
No.
You try something new, and then all of a sudden you want it to be better than everything you've had in the past.
It's better, dude. I've never had baklava.
Nah, bro. Now you're just getting disrespectful.
Who's getting disrespectful?
You're getting real disrespectful now, dude.
To
the Greeks, bro. What did the Greeks do to you? Well, you love Greek things.
I do love Greek things.
And now all of a sudden you try one baklava that's brand new. Oh, shit. You guys are better than the Greeks, dude.
When it comes to the baklava, in the case of the baklava with the freaking Greeks and the Armenians, them Armenians got it unlocked.
To be honest, I had no idea Armenians even made that.
No, I didn't.
Is this a one-off, dude? Is it just her family hacking?
No.
The goddamn group. Greeks.
Yeah, it's like the fucking guadis with the fucking pupusas, right?
And the salvies with the quesadillas. Mm-hmm. But it's really what do they make? Cheesecake or some bullshit?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on, man.
The fuck was I saying?
The baklava is better than
good.
The Greeks.
So freaking good. Don't fucking hate on my baklava. And anyway, and the show's good, dude. It was freaking really good.
Cruz cares, man. That's tight.
Yeah, Cruz cares. And so big shout out to Jay Cruz out in Los Angeles. You know, standing in for the kids, bro. And dude, you know what was it like when you got kids going back to school? That shit's fucking bananas.
Oh man, boy do I. Oh man.
Oh shit. Dude,
no, for real though. But also out here it's way different than California, dude, because they don't butt fuck you on taxes out here. Mm-hmm. So boy do you have to get your kids shit for school.
But over there too, like, oh, we need a read of paper, or we need a box of this and of this, mm-hmm. and of that. And teachers aren't buying shit no more, or not that they have to, but the district ain't supplying nothing.
Hell no.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nah, dude. They were asking, like, underneath pencils and papers, they're asking for like 1 week's salary for a teacher.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Come on, man. And if anybody has any vacation spots, we don't get a lot of vacations. So if you can hook us up with some vacation spots, that would also be great.
If anybody has some dino nuggets that we could give to our cafeteria for
Uber
lunch.
Uber Eats, if you could send us lunch at least once a week, because the cafeteria food sucks and we save it for your kids. But if you could send us lunch once a week from Uber Eats, it'd be great.
If anybody has an extra spare tire for our school buses, please. Send it in.
More sports balls for our PE department. Yeah. And if anybody can do an oil change, our TA would really appreciate it. She's got a Honda that is barely holding on.
Yeah, it's bananas, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's freaking crazy. Did you see your boys?
Who?
Gen Z is always in the goddamn news.
Nah, bro. I think TikTok has made it Gen Z versus everybody. I think social media, it's their plan.
To just have everybody shit on these folks. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have it be an all-out war and have it be...
Okay, I could see that.
Feeding Gen Z that we don't understand them and feeding us that they're fucking
soft
pussy bitch motherfuckers.
Okay, so
can't handle anything.
So the latest thing that they did, it's almost like a soap opera with these fucks. You know what Gen Z's doing now? They're bringing their mom to the fucking interviews. No, yeah. You know what Gen Z did now? They need a mental health day every fucking once a week.
Yeah.
You know what Gen Z did? So now they said that they showed. And why are they showing them? Just fucking don't show them.
Don't show them what?
They show Gen Z or a control group of Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. They showed them American Pie.
Oh, okay.
And of course, they found it problematic.
Oh, fuck.
Too much sexual gratification and too much sexual jokes, too much objectifying women, too much making fun of minorities.
Oh my God, dude, how dare they?
So they are they find it but how old is fucking American Pie, dude?
Like, I remember me and the homies were like sneak watching it in like fourth grade. I was what, 9, 10?
So fucking that was in the 90s
now. Yeah, easy
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So a 20-plus-year-old fucking movie.
Yeah, what do you want?
What? Yeah, it was a different freaking... like.
Wait till they get a hold of Westerns. No. They're going to fucking pass out.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you can't look at history and try to make it make sense now. Like, yeah, everybody was toxic. They didn't know any better. They were stupid. Literally, they were dumb. They were doing what they were told. Mm-hmm. When guys were toxic and didn't know what no meant, they really didn't know what no meant. And I'm not defending that behavior. I'm just saying it was programmed into these fucks because I grew up in a generation where dudes were told you have to work for it.
You have to be persistent.
And they were told that by women. Like, women were like, we're not just going to give it up. You have to work for it.
You have to try.
Well, wait a minute. Work for it. Then at that point, when the lines between no and work for it become extremely blurred, and again, not defending the actions, like, you should respect no, but that shit should have been established a very long fucking time ago and not blur it with work for it. Work for it, and then you got these fucks that are fucking, how did grandpa get you? Well, you know, he was fine, persistent, and he finally broke me down. You ain't breaking nobody down now. If you try to give somebody a compliment and they say, hey man, that made me feel uncomfortable, and you shut the fuck up and you keep it moving, you don't just think of another compliment to work for it, right? And so people were dumb. People were fucking dumb, and they were doing dumb shit based on the shit they thought they was the right thing to do. They believed that love was fatal because the first impression of love that people got was Romeo and Juliet. They killed themselves at what, 13, 14? The fuck? How is that The measure for love? It's a crazy measure for love. But I'll die without you too. Stop, you fucking emo fucks. So yeah, there was a lot of crazy toxic shit. That's not, dude. They were freaking what do you call that shit? Lobotomizing chicks to stop them from being horny. She's too horny. She's out there fucking. I guess we're going to have to fix her. Well, yeah, let's drill a hole on her fucking personality trait right here. So she's not out there fucking. That was their way of solving shit. They were doing electroshock therapy on the gays, for crying out loud. There was a lot of shit that was extremely fucked up, but because people were freaking dumb. They were dumb. And to try to measure, to judge them with today's information that everybody has. Now people have information. Now if you fuck up, you're just a fucking asshole, right? Mm-hmm. But back then,
But to your point, dude, say some guy is recently divorced and he's your age. Mm-hmm. He's not going to know the rules, dude.
Oh, no fucking way. He's going to start writing letters.
Yeah, he's going to be he's going to be a stalker. He's going to be fucking mm-hmm. constant. Compliments. Constant. Yeah, exactly, dude.
Oh, you look good today, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, and even somebody a little older, dude, there's people that got married in the 70s who all of a sudden find themselves in the divorce. They're mm-hmm. in the freaking
or widowed or whatever the fuck, you know,
whatever the case may be. And they don't want to be lonely. So
now they're back out there in the game, dude.
Good luck. Good fucking luck. You can't even, you know, there's a lot of things that have completely changed as far as dating goes.
Oh, dude.
Everything. Everything.
Everything.
You know, bro. Somebody that dated in the 80s, in the 90s, in the freaking...
Even the early 2000s, bro. It's not the same.
It's not even close. No. It's not even close. But yeah, all these little fucks... And I hate signaling out Gen Z because they're not all like that, but a big chunk of them are so soft and every single thing just freaking sets them off and they're so like so fragile. Everybody thought you guys were fragile. And to an extent, you guys, you know, millennials, all these fucking millennials. You know,
nah, dude, Gen Z is different level, dude. I can't, if a movie rattles you that hard, it's like, what chance do you have, bro?
I think in the past we talked about that website, Does the Dog Die? Right? Do you remember that? Mm-mm. There is a website, and mm-hmm. it's called Does the Dog Die? And it is to find triggers on certain movies. So you type in the name of the type in the name of the movie and it'll tell you these are the triggers that it has.
I don't remember.
Fat shaming, blah blah blah, blah 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 blah. Bro, Schindler's List was in there for fat shaming. And I'm like, out of all the things that happened, fat shaming might have not been on the top of the priorities for what those people suffered. Not even close.
And to even put that is so disrespectful. I feel it. Like,
oh, yeah,
like
absolutely
to point out the fucking
yes.
You fucking knock it off?
So anyway, they're.
I just see everybody's bitching about Sydney Sweeney. You know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
That blonde, colored eyes. She was in Euphoria. She's like.
What about her?
So she signed a deal with American Eagle, I believe, right?
The
clothing brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a commercial of her in all denim.
Okay.
And she's talking about how her jeans, she got blessed with great jeans. Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, right? Uh-huh. Like, that's how they're making it seem. Right, that she's right. talking about that, but really she's talking J-E-A-N-S because
the jeans. She's wearing.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
but she has colored eyes. She's light complected. So now all the fucking black people, all the Gen Zers, are like, "Oh my god, that fucking commercial so goddamn offensive. We gotta cancel American Eagle." Blah blah blah.
Why?
Because how can you, just because she's white and colored eyes, she has good genes. Like, why would they make it a play on words when you're using her?
Fuck you.
And also, she is smoking. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm going to put on some jeans and I'm going to take off my shirt and I'm going to say, "Hey, everybody, I've been blessed with great jeans." And then I'm going to point, and then I'm going to put it out there.
You should, because that would go fucking crazy right
yeah.
now. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll shoot it right after this.
Sydney Sweeney, dude.
You could shoot it, and I'll post it up.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put Sweeney effect. Hashtag Sweeney effect. I'll put it on my story. Fucking. How offensive is that? She's got good jeans on and in.
And why does it, like, can we go back to praising beautiful people?
No.
Like,
it's all about us bopos now.
Dude, literally, you get your
me
guys'
and my bopos.
Your guys' movement fucked shit up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bro, for sure.
There's how many bopos is there?
Oh.
A fuck ton.
I mean,
how many Sydney Sweeneys is there?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, dude. Can we go back to praising the hot people?
It's easy to bopo it up.
Boy.
Oh, boy. You just have a couple extra pork chops and some ill-fitting fuck. I'm a male torta, dude. I'm a fuck. And I call myself a bopo, but I'm more of a torta, bro. If torta was a male, I'd be a torta.
Yeah.
Also, you know, dude, so much shit has happened.
Why do you have to put a gender on tortas, bro?
What do you mean?
On sandwiches. Why can't tortas be male also?
They can. I didn't say they couldn't.
No, you said I'm a boy, so I can't be a torta. I'd have to be female.
Did I say I can't be a torta?
Yeah, dude.
No, I said there I'm you a torta. Go.
Putting a gender on the sandwich. Unbelievable. Even the sandwich has to catch a gender, bro? Well, unbelievable, dude.
Well, in Spanish, it's el sandwich. So that's not me.
Oh.
That's the nana. No es la sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's el sandwich. Mm-hmm. So by default,
mm-hmm.
but it's not el torta. La torta. The torta becomes la torta in Spanish.
The.
La. No es cosa torta. It's fucking la torta, fool. Come on, man.
You see?
See, why you gotta... I don't know why you do that, Hooter. You just wanna freaking just put me in a little goddamn web. And I don't fall for your tricks, dude. You just try to tangle me up and I don't be falling for your tricks.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro.
Animal.
Nah, you're toxic.
That's the other thing that went down. Fluffy had his birthday party. A little gathering, a little small gathering of about 700 people.
Hysterical.
Musical bands, music, all the food in the world. Bro, his parties are ridiculous. They're like next level ridiculous. And when all that was going on, that post that you put up about the plane was so funny. I just want you to tell the story to the people that don't know, because that shit, it still makes me laugh. It still fucking makes me laugh. The level of ridiculousness that people believe, but also because of Gabe's success, it's easy to believe the ridiculousness.
Yeah, dude. It is bananas. Because Priscilla and I go to have, so we're chilling at home, and you know the show Diners, Dive-Ins and with Guy Fieri, and he goes around town. Okay, so he pulls up to a place in San Antonio. So today we're gonna check out how this place makes torta ahogadas. Straight the way they do it in Guadalajara. And so Pilla, obviously, straight out of Guadalajara. And she's like, oh my God, that looks so good. And I said, yeah. And I'm surprised that they have it here in Texas, because shit's just Tex-Mex out here. And she's like, yeah. I said, let's roll. So we go. Fire. They serve your torta ahogada, dude, just like in Mexico, in a basket with a little bag over the basket. Fucking red onions, pickled with spicy ass salsa. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then I said, man, it looks like we're really in Guadalajara, huh, Pilla? And she said, yeah. And I said, dude, how crazy would it be to like go just for this? And she's like, oh my God, yeah, that'd be insane. And I said, yeah, like only Fluff would be able to do some shit like that. And she was like, yeah, easy. And I said, yeah, easy. And so then I said, how fucking funny would it be if we like borrowed a PJ from his ass to go have lunch in Guadalajara on a Sunday like today? And she's like, yeah, that's hilarious. I said, yeah, that is hilarious. I'm gonna fucking post it. And so then I take a picture and I'm like, yo, Fluffy guy, thanks for letting me use your PJ for lunch. Thanks for letting me and my lady use your PJ for lunch in Guadalajara. And then before I posted it, I asked Pilla, I said, hey, is this funny? And she said, I don't know. It's funny for me and you right now, but I don't know if it's, you know, that funny. I'm like, man, weak. So then I text my dad. I'm like, yo, is this funny? And I also text Latham. Yo, is this funny? My dad texts back right away. That shit's hysterical. Done. post.
That's all it took.
That's it.
Oh my God. Actually, but when I said go to school, you didn't listen. Yeah.
Actually, I think all you did was put laughing emojis first. I was like, posted. And then fucking Latham, of course, wanted to tag my shit. You should also put this. Shut your ass up. It's already posted, dog.
And we're going to stop for barbecue in Louisiana. Tell them you're going to stop for barbecue in Louisiana because they got good freaking barbecue out there. I know you live in Texas, but Louisiana, Kansas City has great barbecue too. Maybe you could put that you're going to make a pit stop. Get it? Because it's barbecue and it's pit. There's a pit master, so you're going to make a pit stop.
Yeah,
you should put that on there.
This fool's rewriting my whole fucking premise here. I'm like, bro, easy, dude. I'm not writing like sitcom.
Okay, and it's like, if you don't, it's because if it's in the States, you can eat hoagies.
Fuckhead. So,
shout out to Latham.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hilarious. I love how we just shit on these foods. Hey, but shout out to these foods. Uh-huh. So then I post that shit. I get all mad at Pilla for making me second guess my funniness. And then, bro, not even like 5 minutes later, Fluff reposts my story on Instagram and says, no problem. Just make sure you guys fill it up when you get back. Then I was really fucking pissed at Pilla because I was like, you see, this shit was fucking fire, Pill.
Did you repost that?
I did.
Uh-huh.
And so then we get home and we pass out. Dude, we had like a few beers, that big ass torta, a taco. We're all carb overloaded out and boom, we fell asleep. Next thing you know, Pilla's phone is just blowing the fuck up. Her mom just doesn't stop calling her. And finally she wakes up and she's like, hey mom, what's going on? And the mom's like, you went to Guadalajara and you didn't fucking say hi to any of your tías? Are you crazy? All the tías are messaging me and calling me because they're saying that you went over there and you didn't even tell anybody and you're not saying hi to anybody. You just went for a torta.
And your tía makes way better tortas than that restaurant. How dare you go to the restaurant? You know your tía makes the tortas at the house. How dare you, mija? That's why they're more mad.
Long passed down fucking recipe.
And you're paying for street tortas. Please. Oh my God. You're just like your dad.
Yeah. So
just liking street tortas when he's got good tortas at home.
Hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she's all pissed. And then of course Pilla's all pissed. So then she smacks me up awake. Wake up. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Your little fucking post. Everybody in Guadalajara thinks I went over there. And I'm like,
that's not my fault.
And I'm like, bro, tell them I was joking, dude.
Hey, bro. And won't you post that you freaking just got signed by NASA, dude? You're fucking doing a, yeah. You're taking Pilla to Mars to colonize it for a few years. And the kids are going to be playing baseball on the moon. While Meeks is dribbling on fucking Jupiter.
Yeah, Pilla's gonna go dispatch fucking astronauts out in space. So I'm like, bro, tell him I'm fucking joking. And she's like, yeah, I did. And I was like, all right, then we're gravy. But turns out it wasn't just Pilla's fucking family. It's my family, my friends. Everybody's like, bro, that's fucking crazy. He really let you fucking take the jet? And I'm like, bro, are you guys fucking insane?
Your family too?
Yes, dude.
What the fuck?
Everybody. Busy Billy. My mom.
Your mom fucking
talked. My mom said, oh my God. Busy Billy got all fucking mad at me. And I was like, Billy, are you fucking retarded?
What do you get about? How come you don't have tortas here?
How come you didn't make a pit stop in Tucson and pick me up? I was like, Billy, are you fucking stupid, bro? You really think
you're out there joyriding on Fluffy's jet, bro? Able to soup you up real quick. I borrowed the jet. Be ready.
You better be outside. If you're not outside, we're fucking leaving.
We're taking off. The plane's just dipping real quick. It's going to dip in and dip out. Like, seriously. And don't pack a lot of shit, asshole. Yeah. We're not going to. We're just gone for. We're literally just lunch. Okay? Don't be bringing a suitcase and three shoes, you fuck. Leave your Jordans behind, you son of a bitch.
So I'm like, Billy, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker. And he's like, oh, do I, dude? Do I? Do I? Because the one person who does have fucking access to a goddamn private jet, you know him. You fucking tagged him. I'm the asshole for believing that he let you use a fucking jet. And that's the shit, dude. That's the level of success that Gabriel Iglesias
has. But it's also, goes to show the world that we live in, right? Because if you see it online, it must be true. It
has to be true.
I spread so much bullshit. Like, I could have easily told people, oh, fucking, did you see Hooter took off to Guadalajara to have lunch with Pilla? Because I do that. I do that on a regular basis. The other day, I woke up and you know, they say, go outside, get some sun, get some water, get some coffee, and then fucking don't do doom scrolling as soon as you wake up. My fucking dumbass does doom scrolling.
I heard that too.
And I try not to. I try not to. But on the times that I do, boy, do I find doom immediately.
You stay, right?
Oh, dude. And some of it just grabs you immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's like, be careful. So McDonald's got caught putting this blah, blah, blah chemical in their chicken nuggets. It's the same chemical construction workers use to bind bridges and roads together. And I'm like, oh, my. So immediately, just reading the first three fucking sentences of this, I send it to Cheeky. She's still fucking snoring. She's still asleep. And I send it to Cheeky, and then I had to go use the bathroom. I come back. She wakes up. She fucking hears her phone, bloop, and she looks, and, you know, she goes, hey, man, you know this is a synthetic vitamin that they're talking about here. What's a synthetic vitamin? She goes, they don't use it on roads. This isn't real. This is clickbait. Well, if you want to defend McDonald's, Cheeky, I'm sure.
Just tell me you want it. Tell me you want McDonald's. You
know, if you want to defend fucking McDonald's, whose Big Macs last for 100 years and they don't change consistency, then that's on you. I'm not going to defend McDonald's. I'm going to believe this article. She goes, but they don't use this on roads. But they use it on something. That's not good. It's not like McDonald's is putting good things in their nuggets. I don't believe McDonald's put. At this point, I should have just said, damn it, I got God again. But no, I'm doubling down, just trying my best to shit on four McDonald's.
Okay, eat that instead of avocados. Let's see. Let's see.
Go ahead. Chicken nuggets. You know what? Order them right now for breakfast. Get them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're so good. It's not that they don't have the fucking freeway binding shit. Just sweet and sour. That's all they have. Go ahead. Get them. They're good for you. Bro. But again, I guess it's debatable now, but I used to not think I was dumb. And, you know, and the crazy part is that the same machine that I'm getting this information from is the same machine that I can easily type in, hey,
double check
machine, yeah. Is this real? And then AI would have done his little analysis and said, no, you fuck. This is not happening. And then I would have known, right? And then I would have been like, well, then why'd you say so? And then he said, well, somebody fucking made me say it, you know, just blaming somebody. Like, dude, you could program AI to say whatever the fuck. AI, create me a conspiracy theory with where McDonald's is putting a concrete binder into their Big Macs. Boom. AI will fucking produce done. It. No problem.
Easy.
Here it is.
Easy.
Go share it. Go share it with everybody, you fuck.
I literally don't do anything anymore. I just ask ChatGPT to run my life, pretty much.
You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, okay.
I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Can you ask, hey, ChatGPT, the Gabriel Iglesias loan Hooter Moreno his jet to go to Guadalajara.
Funny. Shit.
And see what it says, dude.
That is so funny.
You should see what it says and then post the answer.
That is so good. But, dude, I do. They did say, or I did hear and see that you're not supposed to scroll before and like right before bed and once you wake up.
No, it's doomsday scrolling and it's all crazy shit that you start finding.
Dude, I saw the fucking.
We're on the verge of World War V. Wait, what happened with 3 and 4? Did I miss 3 and 4?
Yes.
God damn it. I should have scrolled earlier. See what happens when I don't scroll. I miss 2 world wars. God damn it. What country's got annihilated?
See what happens when I go out and smell flowers.
See what happens when I go out there and get sunshine. God, I miss 2 world wars and a goddamn political fucking coup.
Dude, I saw the meat at the store isn't real meat at the grocery store.
Oh, no.
And they just glue shit together. And I guess it's bad, but they'll just pump it with food coloring and blood and shit. But those ribeyes aren't even real ribeyes.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What ribeyes?
The ribeyes at the grocery stores. That it doesn't matter whether it's a small fucking butcher shop or...
That can't be true. That can't be
true. I'm so worried.
There has to be real ribeyes. There has to be real ribeyes somewhere, dude. No way in fuck. Somebody's out there in a lab putting ribeyes together. Freaking the tomahawks? They can't be fake.
Tomahawks have got to be the only one and bone in. But like, you know those.
Okay, yeah. So if it's got a bone, yeah, it's probably real.
It has to be real.
Okay, so nothing with. If it doesn't have a bone,
I think.
Don't eat it.
I think they'll need it, dude.
Okay.
I think so.
That makes sense.
Dude, things aren't boneless, bro.
No. Chicken nuggets? Fucking cement binder? I don't care what the fuck you say is not in there. What is in there can't be good. It doesn't have a bone.
To be fair, you've been screaming that shit, bro.
I've been screaming. Anyway. Cheeky wanted to defend McDonald's. If that's a hill you want to die on, go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead.
How about it?
The Guatemalan one is clean.
Hilarious.
That's what she said. They don't use that in Guatemala. I said, Cheeky, the last time you went to Guatemala. She says, well, I'm on the Guatemala news group on fucking Facebook, on the Facebook page that says all things Guati. And that's how I keep up with the McDonald's in Guativille.
Oh my god.
I know. Juicy California had a tsunami warning, dude.
Dude, yes. My kids were all fucking panicking, bro.
Were they?
Yeah.
Did they go to higher ground or did Oprah luck the roads there too?
Fucking Deli Del sent a video of Mateo waking up all fucking scared, you know, the next day. Because you know how they issued the warning at night?
Yeah, so he went to sleep with the morning.
Yeah. So he wakes up. Dally. She's recording them. Yeah, Mateo. Did the tsunami hit already? She said, Mateo, what? Yeah. You know how last night they said there was going to be a tsunami? Did the tsunami hit? She's like, yeah, the tsunami hit. Are we going to have to race out of here? She's like, I think so, Mateo. And he's like, well, if we get pulled over, you know, at least we could say, hey, we're trying to not get hit by the tsunami and we'll have an excuse. And she said, that's a real good excuse to tell the cops, dude. Poor bastard.
Hey,
man.
Hey, what if ice comes? You hear us, I swami, dude.
Dude, did you see those fools are hiring?
Who?
Ice.
Of course.
Ice baby, bro. No. They're doing a crazy signing bonus, bro.
Oh, how much is the bonus?
I think 35 or 45 grand.
35, not 100.
No, grand. No. Jeez.
35 G's right off the bat. Here, come fucking deport folks. Wow. So they're signing up all kinds of people.
After 35 grand, you don't give a fuck about nanas, bro. Get your ass over. Get your old ass over.
You got illegals applying for that job. Están aquí dando, aquí están los 35 mil. No, pues yo conozco un chingo. Yo voy y los recojo. Sí, claro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. You got illegals ready to fucking.
You got fucking. Turn, bro. They're pulling up to Home Depot trying to recruit ICE agents, bro. Hey, fucking come find me more views. ¿Qué, qué? Oh, we do it for half.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got that big-ass budget with that bill. When that bill passed, they got a big budget. So I can imagine that they're just throwing money at these fools.
And I think nobody wanted to do it for a little bit.
Now you're freaking incentivizing
them. And now let's go catch some nanas.
I don't know. I don't feel right talking shit, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Uh-oh.
So Hawaii was under the tsunami warning. And they said that the only access road to get to the fucking higher ground is a private road now that was bought by Oprah. And, you know, it was locked and motherfuckers were trying to get away. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a tsunami coming, lady. No, you pores go the other way. Go around. And don't step on Donald Trump's volcano, you fucks. Don't hit the golf course. No. Mm-mm. No, that belongs to Gucci, that land over there. Like, what? How? And again, to be fair to Oprah, I don't know exactly how it went down. I don't think she was out there. Get off my road! You know, like one of those fucking crazy people, get off my lawn. But the way they made it sound was like she was like, hey, man,
you drown. Don't get a road. You don't get a road. You don't get a road.
You get to drown. You get to drown. I mean, bro, how in the fuck do you own the only road?
No, that's, come on.
That's crazy.
Come on.
Who sold her that shit?
Dummy.
What Hawaiian sold her access to that?
What chief was down?
What great kahuna signed off on this horrible fucking deal?
Bro, he must have been in crazy debt, bro.
Oh, my God. How many tikis did this motherfucker get to sign over the only road out of town?
Come on.
Come on, Hawaiians. Come do on. Better.
Hey, look, dude.
You know, if Oprah has the road, Oprah, somebody in your island fucked up and done sold it to her. How? Jesus. No, that road is not for sale. Well, look, I got this envelope here that says it is. No, brother. This is for the snow cones only. If you don't have no snow cone machine, you can't come on this road, brother. No. We're going to buy this road, and you motherfuckers are going to go away. Okay. What, how, why? You know what I mean? When I read that, I'm like, how did they give this bitch that much power? How
does she own Hawaii?
How the fuck does she own Hawaii? Like, was it that much of a fucking desperation sale? There should be rules against owning roads.
Yeah, dude, come on.
That get you out of Dodge.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
When shit hits the fucking fan.
Bro, if a tsunami's coming, get the fuck out.
Hey, man.
No.
Hey, Oprah, we don't mean to bother you. I know it's early, but there's big wave coming, sister, for me and my family. No. Is the water there yet? Well, no, but the news, it's probably fake news. Until the water shows up, I think I'm keeping this road closed, you fucks. Go over there by Johnny's Shrimp Boat.
Go over there where the fire happened.
Again, how did she get that much fucking power? I want to know.
That's too crazy.
It is too crazy.
Goddamn, Oprah.
Who else are we pissing off with her?
Fuck it. Yeah, dude, the Gen Zers are boy. Boy.
Yeah.
Boy, dude.
I'm done talking about Gen Z. I'm done. You know?
Bro, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This too is getting pretty fucking tired, but you know the chick who defended Caitlin Clark, who tossed that chick to the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
She's got a podcast.
Yeah.
And she's talking shit.
She's airing it out, dude.
airing everything out.
She said that the WNBA had a fucking plan last year for Caitlin. They had it out for her. Mm-hmm. She had a big target on her back, and they wanted to show her how tough the WNBA was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there you go.
They had meetings. Mm-hmm. Every team had meetings to fuck with her. And she's like, and if you don't know that she's the fucking face of the WNBA, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're stupid as fuck.
You're stupid as fuck.
Yep.
Let's just recognize that this is what it is.
Yep.
She's the fucking face.
Yep. And she's either you're going to jump on and make some cash or see ya.
Or you're going to be angry.
Yeah.
Go be angry.
Go be angry, hoes. But dude, one of them, the Fever signed this tall chick who she's probably going to go into the Hall of Fame at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that broke that record.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she didn't like her playing time. She wasn't a good fit. And they're like, okay, well, let's fucking trade her then because she still has value. She's still a good player. She says, no, no, no. Don't trade me because I won't play for anybody. I only want to play in Phoenix because that's where my wife is. I'm going to stop playing for you guys. I'm not going to show up to the games anymore. Don't trade me because whoever you trade me to, I won't play. They say, okay, what the fuck? What are we supposed to do then? Just wave me off the team.
And get nothing.
And they're like, you know what? Fuck it. They waive her. A bunch of teams want to sign her. No, no, no. Don't fucking sign me because I won't play for you. I just want to play with my wife. So no teams fucking sign her. She ends up playing with her wife because that team picks her up. A few days ago, she goes back to play in Indiana.
With her new team. Yeah.
She steps on the court. And what do you think happens?
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
And more boo.
Dude.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So the next day happens, and a lot of the players and a lot of the fucking analysts are saying she got booed because she's black and lesbian, bro.
Oh, no.
Are you guys fucking crazy, dude? Oh, my God,
no. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, dude.
Oh, fuck that she fucked us and said, you're not getting shit from me. And they said, boom. Boo, 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 boo. Oh, my God.
Bro.
That's insanity.
Any big sport ever.
It's because I'm black and because I'm gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, you think Tom Brady, when he went to go play the Patriots for the first time,
They booed him.
They just cheered the fuck out of this guy.
Well, they might have cheered. I think he still had his fans at freaking Westboro.
Bro.
Westboro. That's a Baptist Foxboro. Church. Foxboro.
Dude, all these guys, you know,
who
fucking take off, sign with another team, the very next time they go play,
they get booed.
They get fucking booed.
Yes, tell them what color you are.
No.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Zero to do.
That they say, boo, black lady, boo? No.
No.
They say boo, lesbian, boo.
What did she think was gonna happen?
I don't know. Yay?
She didn't do dick for that team. Wow. She was just a nuisance, really.
That is so horrible.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. Is right.
Anything that comes out of fucking Indiana or the Fever, it's got to be racist, and they hate black people. And it's like, bro, can we not get the fuck off?
Yeah. So what do you think about that homegirl that backed up Caitlin?
Oh, dude, I think she's a genius. I think she knew what she was doing from the moment she signed over there.
She was like, I'm going to go have her back. I'm going to be an enforcer.
Yep.
She's good, too.
She already was that and she saw that nobody was doing it for her. And if she's in the fucking meetings talking about target her and make it fucking tough and bully her, she knows that that's the game plan.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. That's so much hate for that lady.
Poor fucking.
So much hate for her.
Like, dude.
And the team, they're killing it even without her.
Even without her, bro. It's going real good.
Like, when she comes back and gets in that rhythm, they might make a deep run.
I think so.
They might make a deep run.
I think so.
Because last year they did what? They got out in the first or the second round? First round?
Yeah. But they went from the worst team. That's why they had the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
It took them to the goddamn playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs. Yeah. Dude, football season, that's it. They had the Hall of Fame game yesterday.
Oh, dude, what do you think?
It's fucking almost time, dude, for the best goddamn season.
I was listening to ESPN the other day. They were talking about how Lamar is one of the greatest quarterbacks anybody's ever seen.
They got to knock it the fuck off.
And they got all these expectations for this poor guy. And unless he wins the big one, none of that shit's going to matter. But I don't know that you can say that. I mean, look at the Dan Marinos of the world, right? And
I hate that argument, dude.
That if you don't win.
If you don't win, you're not good. Like, bro.
You know how much shit has to line up for you to win? You can't just put it on one person. Mm-mm. Michael Jordan had Pippen and a lot of other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know?
And Phil Jackson. Yep.
And Tex Winters, or whatever the fuck his name was.
Bro.
And Dennis Rodman. So much
needs to happen. No injuries. And Kerr.
What's that?
No injuries need to happen. So many things need to line up, yeah, like you said.
Yeah. That you just can't, you know. And to put it on his, like, a huevo, he has to. It's like, hey, man.
Oh.
So many great goddamn teams that came before that never got the
You're a big Lamar guy, though, huh?
I like Lamar.
Yeah, you like him.
I do like Lamar. You don't like him?
Mm.
Why?
I think he chokes. I think he's a choker.
Hmm. Do you boo him because he's black? is that why? Is he straight, though? Or is he gay?
So he gets half a boo.
So he gets half a boo hooter? How come you don't like black quarterbacks?
No, dude, I love Michael Vick.
Oh,
even with the dog shit, he was the most exciting fucking.
He was a badass.
Yeah, he was the most exciting player.
Dude, I think that Lamar's just as freaking good. I mean,
I don't know. We'll see. What's up?
I was a Romo guy.
You're a big Romo guy.
I wasn't a Cowboy. I've never been a Cowboys guy, but I was a Romo guy.
Dude, the Cowboy fans are so pissed, bro.
Yeah.
They want Jerry Jones to just...
Did you see he was negotiating with that fool? And trying to work out a deal with the player?
Mm-hmm. That what happened.
And the player said, yeah, let's do this. And then got the agent involved. And then Jerry got mad because why is this agent involved? Well, fucking because agents, that's what they do. You fuck.
So he's paying them for.
Yes, that's what they do. They come in here so you don't take advantage of these fucks.
That's hilarious.
But he was mad because he started talking to the agent.
That's how old that boy is.
That's how old he was. It's like, hey, man, this is, you know, let's just do this on our. We'll just do this without the agent.
You already shook my hand.
The agents always fuck shit up, man.
You shook my hand, asshole. Too late.
Yup. You're coming in here for half the money. It's based on bonuses. Yeah, dude. So I mean, he is. It's the same thing that Al Davis was. Al Davis was out of touch for a long time. He still wanted to just run the ball and go deep, and it was one dimensional for a long fucking time. And I don't know. We'll see. Everybody's team has a chance right now.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's excited about their team. Everybody thinks this is the year.
Hell yeah.
It's the Ravens' year. There's expectations in Pittsburgh.
Hey, and what the are they going to be the Redskins again?
Trump said. He said, If you guys want to fuck with me to build you a goddamn stadium, you fucks, you better be back to the Redskins. Otherwise, no treaty.
Son, that's hilarious.
And he wants Sacagawea to coach him.
What do you think? Do you want the Redskins back?
I do want the Cleveland Indians back.
Me too.
The Cleveland Indians. If anybody should be back, it's the Cleveland Indians. You know, first team to hire Native Americans on their team.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they called them the Indians, because they had Indians on their team. They had real fucking Indians on their team.
Wow.
So it was like a historical thing. Mm-hmm. And people said, oh, that's not good. They shouldn't be the... Why could the goddamn Chiefy Weefy be the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Yeah.
That's still, you know...
The Indians and the Redskins. Dude, I like the Redskins. It's way better than the Commanders. Dude, I don't even feel right saying Commanders.
I won't say Commanders.
You just say Washington?
I don't even say nothing. Fuck them. I still call them the Redskins.
The Savages. The Indians.
The Indians. I think that they might go back to it. I think Trump signed an executive order. Ordering the Commander's name to be gone. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Fucking, we'll be back.
Oh yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Yeehaw Haw podcast. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe, and also follow the Instagram page Yeehaw Haw podcast. Catch you guys next week. Peace.